Today's shiur is going to be on grandchildren, b'nei banim, harehem kibanim, the status of grandchildren in halacha, and how much we view grandchildren as sons. So it comes out of the parsha, the discussion when Yosef held on to a Shimon down in Mitzrayim, and Yosef said, "You cannot come back to request any food from me until you bring Binyamin with you." And they go back, tell Yaakov the whole story, and Reuven pleads to his father and says, "Vayomer Reuven el aviv lemor es shnei vanai tomis im lo avienu elecha. My two sons will die," whatever that means exactly, "to know sal yadi ani eshivenu elecha. I'll return Binyamin back to you, and if I don't return Binyamin back to you, my two sons will die." V'yomer lo yered, Yaakov responds, "Don't go down, b'ni machem, they will not go with you. Ki achim meis v'hu levado, your brother's dead, Shimon he thought was dead, he's by himself. Ukro asam baderech, and something's going to happen to Binyamin along the way, don't go down." So what's his response? So Rashi explains, lo kibel dvarav shel Reuven, Yaakov didn't accept Reuven's words. Amar b'chor shote, who's this b'chor, it's a shote. What's the svar he's saying? Hu omer lahamis banav v'chi banav heim v'lo banai, he says to kill his sons. And his sons are his sons, they're not my sons, Yaakov says. The grandchildren are not considered banim to my eyes. So what exactly is machlokes about whether or not grandchildren seems to be? Reuven says, grandchildren are not viewed as the children of grandparents. They're my, Reuven said, they're my sons, and I'll kill them, whatever that means. And Yaakov says, no. B'nei banim harayim kibanim, in other words. Grandchildren are sons. You're killing your sons, you're killing my sons. That's a weak svara. I won't allow you to take Binyamin down based on that logic. The Gemara in the Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, everyone kept on telling me, you know, the din of teaching grandchildren Torah. Everyone pointed to this Gemara who I spoke to. Many people pointed it out. The Gemara in Kedushin says as follows: Ad heichon achayv adam lamed is bno Torah. How far does the chiyuv talmid Torah that a father has to teach his son? How far does that go? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kigon zvulun ben dan. Like zvulun ben dan. Who is zvulun ben dan? Shalimdu avi aviv mikro mishnah v'talmud. He was taught by his grandfather Torah, mishnah, talmud, halacha, gados. Gemara asks, "V'avi aviv mimechayev? Is it really true that a grandfather is chayev to teach his son Torah?" V'atania, the Gemara, the Brisa says, "L'ma'atem osam es b'neichem. You teach your son v'lo b'nei b'neichem. There's a chiv to teach your children, but not your grandchildren." Umani mechayim. What? How do I do the pasuk that says, "V'hodatim l'v'nech l'v'nei b'necha"? The pasuk by Kabbalah Satorah says you should let it known to your sons, tell your grandsons. Lo malacha, that means shekol hamilamin is b'no Torah. Anybody who teaches their son Torah, ma la lavakas. The pasuk considers it ki ilu limda lo levanov lo levno levno ven v'no asof kol doros. So if you teach your son, it's ki ilu you taught all the generations to come. But there's no chiyuv to teach your grandchildren. No, really, hu damar ki hay tana. There is a tana out there that says limartem osam es b'neichem. Teach your sons. How do I know the zechiv to teach your grandchildren? The Gemara goes on to explain that is machlokas tanaim whether or not the zechiv talmud Torah to even teach your grandchildren. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, relates a story. Hahu damar lahu. A certain person said, "Nichsai levanai, all my nechasim, all my property, is going to go to my sons." Havle bra, Barbara. He had sons, and he also had grandsons. So, who is he referring to? Kari inshu the Barbara, bra olo. Do people call their grandsons sons, or do they not? In other words, when the man said, this person said, this individual said, "I'm giving all my nechasim to my sons," did he mean only his sons, but not his grandsons, or no? Sons means also grandsons. So Rav Chaviva Amar, Karu Inchi Labar Bra, you call grandsons sons. Ma Rav Asher Bar Lav, Karu Inchi Labar Bra, you don't refer to. Machlokas Amoraim, exactly whether you call grandsons sons. Tanik Avaisi Demar Bar Rav Asher, there's a Brisa that supports Rav Asher Shita that we do not call grandsons sons. Hamode Hanah Mi Banim, someone who says, "I cannot get any," makes a nether, "I cannot get any Hanah from my sons." Mote Bivinei Banim, you can still get Hanah from your grandsons. So you see the Gemara here that goes back and forth. This is not so much, it impacts halacha, but it's not a halachic discussion. In other words, it's about Lashon B'nei Adam. He wants to know what people, how the language works. When people say sons, do they mean grandsons or not? Lashon B'nei Adam is what we always follow when it comes to Nedarim. So according to Rav Ashi, who says the way language works, we don't refer to grandsons as sons. So it follows that Nedarim will not include grandsons under the title sons. So we see different discussions already in different Gemaras whether grandsons are considered sons. So the Gemara in Yivamos talks about, what about Peruvu? Do grandchildren, are they included under the mitzvah Peruvu? So we paskin, Machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that Peruvu, the chiyuv is to have one son and one daughter. What happens, excuse me, if your son and daughter, you have a son and daughter, and then they die while you're still alive, are you mekayim the mitzvah Peruvu? We say you're not. If you have a son and a daughter and they die, you're not mekayim Peruvu. But if they have grandchildren, your son and daughter die, but they leave over children, in other words, your grandchildren, then you are mekayim the mitzvah Peruvu. So what exactly does that mean? The son has a son, let's say a son has a daughter, a daughter has a son, what exactly, which permutations are permitted in, or are at least considered a kin Peruvu? So Gemara says, b'nei banim harayim kebanim, grandchildren are like children. Sovar Abai Lemei Mar Abai wanted to say the following. Gra Lagra, if your son has another son, in other words, a grandson, and then your daughter has a daughter, you have a granddaughter from her, so you're in the mitzvah of Peruvu. You have a son and a daughter, from the son and from the daughter. The Kol Shekain Gra Labarsa. Kol Shekain, if the daughter has a son, he also wants to say, because based on the previous year, the Ben always takes over the place of his father and perhaps his mother also. So if you have a son, and the son has a son, and you have a daughter, and the daughter also has a son, you're Mekayim the mitzvah Peruvu, according to Abaye.
Does that mean the son is like the daughter, or are you Mekayim the mitzvah two sons?
That's exactly what we're going to get to. Right. That's exactly the point. And then he said, Aval Bart Labralo. But if you don't have, if the son has a daughter, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So it gets a little complicated. We have to go through all the details. What's important, though, is the end. Amar Le Rava. Rava says, L'sheves Yitzra Bai. What do you mean? If I have a daughter, has a son, whatever the case, there are four permutations. Abai says three permutations work, one doesn't work. Forget the details. Abai says, Rava says all four permutations should work. No matter whatever, son has a daughter, daughter has a son, 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 daughter, daughter, they all should work because the whole function, the whole purpose of Peruvu is to settle the land, to create people. Who cares? Son, son, daughter, daughter. They should all work. And Vaha'ika, as long as you have two grandchildren, you should be the kind of mitzvah Peruvu. Gemara says, "Dechuli ama mihas." However, everyone agrees, "Shrei michalo." You cannot have two grandchildren from one. In other words, if you have a son and a daughter, and you're mekayim peruvu, but then they both die, if one of them, let's say that the son has two children, but the daughter has no children, you're not mekayim peruvu. It has to be that each of your children has to have, the son has to have a child, and the child and the daughter has to have a child. It can't be one of the two children have two grandchildren. You follow all that? Should I say it again? One more time. Even if one of them has both. If your son has a son and a daughter, and your daughter has nothing, you're not Mekayim Peruvu. The Gemara clearly says, the two sons, after each, or two children, each, if they both died, each of them have to have a son and a daughter. Fine. Yeah, you have to have two, in other words, you have to have two grandchildren from two different children. So Tosas there says, we could skip Rashi, Tosas says in the bottom of the first page, says, even though earlier we said, if I have two sons, it's not viewed as a son and a daughter. You need a son and a daughter for the mitzvah Peruvu. Two sons don't work for Peruvu. Hacha, here, koach since these grandchildren come from two children who was patterning you from Peruvu, here, a son can take place of the bas. In other words, if I had a son and a daughter, and then they die, but they left over each a daughter, or each a son, I have two grandsons now, I am Mekayim Peruvu. I don't need a granddaughter and a grandson. I could have two grandsons and still be Mekayim Peruvu. You guys that clear? However, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Ish, Perek Tes Vav Halacha Hey, he says as follows, no delo. You have two children who mesu, and they die. You have a son and a daughter, they die. V'hei nichu banim. They leave over sons. Harei zekai mitzvah peruvia. V'hei banim harei kebanim. Because grandsons are like sons themselves. So since I have two grandsons, I have mekayim peruvu. V'med v'mermurim. When is this the case? V'shehayu b'nei habanim zachar nekeva. Only when the grandchildren, one is a daughter, one is a granddaughter, one's a grandson. So the Rambam says you need a grandson and a granddaughter to be Mekayim Peruvu. The Tosfos allows two grandsons. As long as the sons were the father and daughter, but you only need grandsons. What exactly is that Machlokas?
The Tosfos says from each son or from, it can be both from one son.
No, everyone agrees each of your children have to have another child. The Gemara says that explicitly. Exactly. Gemara says that explicitly. The question is, do the grandchildren also have to be a boy and a girl, just like the children have to be boy and girls for the mitzvah? Or even two grandsons would be enough? I think even I think granddaughters also. I think. I'm not for certain. I think so. So while Tosu says two grandsons, your Makai and Puravu, Rambam says you need a grandson and granddaughter. Yeah.
Assuming that whatever, your Makai and all the Shitas, right? unless you have three kids and three, you know, children, and whatever, two of them have whatever, boy and girl, mm-hmm. and then all three of them die. Do we still say that your Makai and Puravu for the third child, for the third child also, or is it only for the two, only for the two children?
Only two children. So what's this machlokas? What type of which grandchildren you have to have? So the Yamsha Shlomo in Maseches Yevamos Perek Vav Simon Chavtes writes as follows. He says, "Aval ilo habi b'tchila el beis nekevos." If in the original child two daughters, all beis zecharim, or you had two sons, two daughters, either way, which is not a kima pervu, you need a son and a daughter. So if I had two sons or two daughters, I was not makai in the mitzvah yet. Su lo mahani b'nei banim, grandchildren will work. Afil zacha nekeva, even if you have a grandson and a granddaughter, it won't work. The ikar time of Bnei Banim, the whole reason Bnei Banim work as mitzvah puravu, that grandchildren work for puravu, hainu sheyam dubimkomam, because the grandchildren stand in the place of their parents, kimo shehayav b'tchil, like it was originally. V'hecha de lo havi sagi mikar b'hani af hashilam b'hani. Since originally he only had two daughters or two sons, and he was not mekayim puravu, the grandchildren won't help. The grandchildren only stand b'makom the parents. But that's what you were saying, Gary. So if, the according to Tosfos, who allows two granddaughters, or two grandsons at least for now, if you will, two grandsons, each son stands in the place of their parent. So one grandson's parent was the daughter, and one grandson was a father was a son. So they stand in the place of the parent. So in other words, I have the grandfather has a daughter and a son, if you will. Because the grandparents, who cares the whether it's a grandson or granddaughter? However, the Rambam says differently. We don't view the granddaughter and grandson, the grandchildren, as standing in the place of their own parents. They themselves are actually direct children of the grandfather. My grandson is a son. Forget about his parent. My granddaughter is a daughter. It's not standing in the place. Therefore, two grandsons, even though one of the grandsons' parent was a mother, was a girl, and one of the grandsons' parent was a boy, that doesn't work. You need grandson, granddaughter, because they really become the sons of the grandparent.
I don't know if this is fits together, but last year that the Rav gave, we talked about the Yerusha, mm-hmm. They kind of said the opposite from the Rambam. The Rambam holds, they're trying to explain what was the connection between the son and the father. Because if the son is Kilo, he stands in the place of the father.
So the Rambam can still hold that a grandson still stands in the place of the son, but he could also be considered a son of the grandfather. They could both be true.
No, but what about in terms of let's say the daughter has a son, mm-hmm. The son there, you're saying now stands when according to the Rambam, he's his own, you know, he doesn't stand in the place of anybody.
The granddaughter.
The daughter has a son.
Okay.
So the Rambam says that there's no. There are two grandchildren, two grandsons.
Okay.
The Rambam says that's not good, right?
Right.
So that means that the son from the daughter, like the grandson from the daughter, mm-hmm. doesn't stand in anybody's place. Not taking over anybody.
That's fine. Because the Rambam holds, the grandson doesn't go through the parent. The grandson goes directly to the grandparent. Yeah.
And then if it's the grandson from the son,
also goes directly still. Goes direct. It might have a din.
Just to connect, it's from the son to the grandparent. Okay.
Yeah. No?
How far do we take this? Let's say everybody does. A great grandkid now. And also, according to the Rambam, it seems like that should be your kid.
A great grandkid. Perhaps we get to Adis if we get. It's going fast as well. 12:20 already. If we get to Adis, we have time for it. They discuss how far generations go back about who's possible for Adis. That might be relevant, that discussion. I didn't see anybody talk about Puravuza. Maybe the. You know. No, you got it now.
Is that why, like, if a woman has a child, is that why we don't do chalitz on her? Because we consider it a gift that her child is considered her brother now, and that's why, and like you.
No, that's the pasuk says. I'm not sure if we, because we view it, but that's, I don't know if we view it as her brother necessarily. It could be. We spoke about, by the way, Truma, we spoke about that last time, that the son feeds his mother just like his own father fed his. But, okay. So that's one Erev Halacha where the discussion of grandchildren like children come up. So let me just phrase it in a different way, or just clearer, that do we view grandchildren connection to the grandparent only vis-a-vis their parents, like tells us they only go through their father or through their mother, or the grandchildren become direct sons, children of the grandparent? Yeah?
This kind of going from death or just from this, it would not be considered like going in any aspect while the parents are still alive.
You don't have a raya for it necessarily, but I mean, if we, in the context of debt, if it goes through the parents, so that's going to be nafkamina about whether, right now we're talking about death of the parents, you're right. We haven't had a raya against it, we just haven't, this case is about debt where the parents died, yet we still see the grandparents are considered, the grandchildren are still considered, okay. The Sefer Pardes, Rashi, they didn't have it in Bar Ilan, and I saw a quote somewhere, I don't remember where I saw a quote now. He says in terms of Avelis, grandchildren are also viewed as children. So just as a child has to do the Dine Avelis for their parent, so too a grandchild would have to do the same thing. I didn't get a chance to look into this more. The mice, we don't paskin that way. A grandson, a granddaughter does not have to do anything for Avelis. It is brought down in the Avelis article and Pnei Baruch, which is a great sefer in Avelis. Pnei Baruch brings down there a certain dinim that I think you shouldn't go to Simcha of the, a grandson shouldn't go to Simcha until the first Shabbos of Avelis. And a couple other dinim, but we don't really know them, the Artsko rights. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that in Molikot, Tosos writes that the grandson, only from the chiv of the father, like when the prince is around the father, he has some kind of, maybe, but that's only in terms of the kibbutz of him and,
yeah,
that, and the father's aspect, that would be... That
exactly, no, that's definitely part of the discussion. It comes up by a grandson, when the father's there, he should definitely do certain avelis, or at least not do certain things he shouldn't be doing.
That's more from the chiv of kibbutz of him. Not
but no, but the, but that's the same idea. If the grandson's relationship to the grandfather is only vis-a-vis the father, his relationship is only through his father, so the avelis should be noeg only b'fnei ha'av.
Okay.
If it's because the grandson's directly a son, then there should be a whole chiv avelis. And that's what Shitas Rashi says, that the grandson seems to have a real din of avelis. But I didn't get to investigate that enough. The avelis is a whole discussion. The Lamaisa, we don't pass in that way. The mitzvah eson, in the back of in Baal Basra Kuf Desvav, relates to Tumas Kohanim, right? A Kohen can only become Tamei Meis through the seven close relatives. And he asks the question, if Bnei Banim Harei Kibanim, if grandsons are really sons, so a grandchild should also be in the list. They should be able to be Metamei for their grandfather who dies. Why don't we take it that far? So Mitzvah Eisan says, we find many places that Kohanim are completely different. It's a completely different area of halacha. You can't give any kashas from Kohanim. They have extra mitzvahs, more chumras when it comes to Tumah. So even though normally speaking grandsons are like sons, by Tumah it's a different, Tumah and Kohanim it's a different discussion. Don't bring a riot there. Fine, we do have time for Adas. We can get into time discussion here. The Gemara in Baal Basra, Kuf Chav Ches, I wrote Kuf Beis Ches, but Kuf Chav Ches, I'm an Aleph, says the following, wants to know whether a grandson is kosher to be an aid. A son cannot be an aid for his father. Can a grandson be an aid for his grandfather? So Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Achshir Ba'abadaba. Rav Ashi permitted a grandson to be an aid. This is the same Rav Ashi who said earlier that we don't view a, if someone says, all my nechasim are going to a son, that does not include grandchildren. This is by Rav Ashi L'shitaso, that so too by Adis, we don't view a grandson as a son, and a grandson can testify for his grandfather. Less hilchsa kamar bar Rav Ashi. We don't pasuk in this way. In fact, the grandson is possible to be an aid. So this seems to be a very relevant discussion, whether a grandson is considered a son. So the Rishonim, the Rashbam, and Tosos and Shari Rishonim argue about how far do you go? What about a great grandson and a great 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 grandson? How far down is possible to aid this? Yeah.
When we say grandson is possible, is that possible of Mishum
Karov? Ah, Mishum Karov. Yes. Right. Yeah, Mishum Karov. I believe so, yeah. So the Rashbam says, so we paskin that grandson is possible Eidus, and the Rashbam says, B'nei Barim, who B'nei Barim, great grandsons, Ad Elav Doros, Lo Ya'idu Lavoseim. Generations, Ben Acher Ben, cannot testify for the great grandparents. The Ben Yerech Avivu, a Ben is the thigh, a Ben is a child, no matter how far you go, is part of the father himself. Tosfos argues, he says, no, what do you mean? It only goes, the grandson is grandson's posulatus. But a great-grandson, he says, is paladara. It's such a the distance. The generations are so far apart that a great-grandson would not be possible leidus. So I wanted to bring that back also in general to the discussion of Puravu, perhaps. So there's an interesting Kovitz Shurim here who gets at the nature of Psul Karov, what exactly is Machlokas. So where is this? Where did I write this down? Tuf Chaf Gimel. So he says, what? You have to say that way though? Does it have to be? The Tosfos says you really mamash take place of your own father. So why can't you say each one takes place of their own father, then his own father, then his own father, and then there's one connection? Maybe, I'm not sure if it's Mokra, but I see the direction you're going in. So the Rav Chanan writes that the whole psul, like I was saying, is Mishum Karov. And he says when it comes to Psul Karov, in terms of, you know, it only goes so far. Psul Karov is only one generation. But Psul Karov does not go beyond that, because the whole problem Psul Karov is that you're afraid you're going to be biased and favorable towards your father or grandfather. He claims, and basically brings a pasuk of the Im Tishkar Li Lini Lenechti by Avimelech. He talks about Edus, about a grandchild, according to Targum. He stops at grandchild. He doesn't say great grandchild. He wants to bring a ride from there. That Psul Karov, in terms of being biased and favorable to your relatives, only goes from a grandson to a grandparent. But a great grandchild wouldn't be Psul Karov. That's what his chiddush is based on the Rashi and Targum. Yeah.
It just wasn't common for there to be great grandchildren at all. Life expectancy was like 6 years old. If it wasn't possible, they wouldn't present it. But maybe
Well, no, the Rashbam says if there was life expectancy that there would be great-grandchildren, he still says they're not dealing with whether it happens or not. But they all assume if it can happen, and what happens, what's the din when it does happen. What time are we going to do? Well, the Gemara Nivamos, according to what, similar to what Jake was saying about the Yibum and Chalitza, the din is, we could skip this even. The din is that if you have a child, then if a woman husband dies, and she has no children, so then the brother performs Yibum. But if they have a child, so then you don't perform Yibum. What about she has no child, but she has a great-grandchild? The Gemara brings a pasuk that great-grandchildren are also considered pater from Yibum as well. Let's just skip this because of lack of time. Let's just jump to the bottom of page 2 by Yerusha. Someone asked me about Yerusha. I think Gary was asking about Yerusha of a grandparent, right? So the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Des Vav Min Aleph from the bottom of page 2 says, Ben Habas, this is Tosfos rather. Yeah, sorry, the Gemara above that. The Mishnah says, Seder Nachlas Kachu. This is the order of Nachla. Ish Kiyom Musu Ben Einlo. If a person dies, he has no son. Vavartim Es Nachlas Lebito. His daughter gets it. Ben Kodem Labas. The son goes before the daughter. Kol Yotzi Reichel Sheben Kodem Labas. If his son always goes before a daughter. Let's say his son dies, but he has another child, that grandson from the son goes before the daughter. Right? Any of the relatives, there's a son and a daughter, any relatives of the son, even whether it's a son or a daughter, goes before the daughter itself. Even though the daughter is closer, still a grandson from the son will go first. And the Gemara brings a raya that B'nai Banim, they bring a raya that B'nai Banim Kibanim. Trying to do a little survey here, just quick overview of some Gemaras and Halachas that really impact this idea of B'nai Banim Hariyei Kibanim. Now, I didn't get the Ritva footnote. Did I bring the Ritva footnote here? In Bava Basra, he quoted in the footnote of the Ritva, and Daf Kuftes Bava in Bava Basra, Yuhusay Ta'am Tanoim Erech Zvulin. He quotes a Shita out there from the Tanaim, I don't know exactly how these things work, that we don't say B'nai Banim Hari Kibanim across the board. We only say B'nai Banim Kibanim in terms of the dinim that we find the Gemara talks about when it comes to Yibum, when it comes to Peruhu, when it comes to Talmud Torah. But he says when it comes to say Bris Mila, we would imply B'nai Banim. There's a chiv of the father to give a bris to his son, but let's say the father, Rahman al-Latlan, dies. The grandfather has no chiv. We don't view B'nai Banim Kibanim in terms of every single din. In terms of all the mitzvos haben al av, we don't apply to. They're only Talmud Torah. There's no chiv of a grandfather to marry off his son. There's no chiv of a grandfather to teach his grandson a trade. It only applies to the son. The son and father relationship. He also says, and this is going to be very important for what we're about to see, also comes to kavod, comes to honoring your grandparents. There's no chiv of honoring your parents. We don't find it anywhere. Now there is an interesting tshuva with Kivev, which I didn't bring here. If the father or son dies, and the son needs a bris. So normally the father says the bracha. He says that the grandfather should say the bracha at a bris milah. If the father of the child died, the grandfather should say the bracha. And what's his raya? It's against the sheet that brought down in the Ritva. His raya is, because he brings different rayas, that bris milah is the hachnasa into Torah, it brings into Talmud Torah. So since it's a chi of Talmud Torah and the grandfather, mimele is a chi of bris milah by the grandfather as well. Okay, so he extended to bris milah, even though Kiveger is against this yuchse tanayim. Okay, fine. So let's go for the end of the remaining 13 minutes of this year. We'll discuss the din of kavod of a grandparent. Is there any chiv kavod for the grandparent? So Chuvas Ma'arik, they all quote in Simon Lamed, says there is no chiv of a kavod. Let's read it together. He says, Nira l'nei staiti, da'afilu haynu omrim shiesh lomer kaddish. He's talking about whether one should say kaddish for a grandparent. Even if you want to say you should say Kaddish Bavur Zikno for your grandfather, or Zikneso, or your grandmother, Dibnei Barim Harim Kibanim, because grandchildren are like sons themselves, we call Malkam Lohavu Kibanim Mamish. They are not Mamish like children. Yeshul Ben Litol Yosemi Ben Haben Vizedar Pashit. And the son should take responsibility, he should take Yerusha more so than the grandson. Has he know this, that a grandson is not like a son? How do I know a grandson shouldn't say for his grandfather? A grandson has no more chiv to say a kaddish for his grandfather than any other person. How does he know this? Saying kaddish is tali on the kavod one gives. Two brothers whose father died, they split it. Who says Kaddish? Mishum shekol echad chayv bekavod aviv. Each of the brothers are chayv in the kavod of the father. U'me'acha she'adavar tali bekavod aviv. Since Kaddish is tali on honoring one's parent, imkei nira, she'ben haben, a grandson, she'ein chayv bekavod zikna. There's no chayv by grandfather. She'arei lo matzinu mishum makom, she'es chayv. There's no place, no gemara tells us, no chazal tell us that you're chayv in kavod of a grandfather. El bekavod av, ha'im, or ve'eshish aviv in different places. Since there's no kavod by a grandfather, there's no chiv kaddish on a grandfather. He says, what's his raya? Because we don't see it anywhere. There's no place. There's no chazal.
You say in the first side of that, the kid we had before, you say maybe there would be kavod. Like, if you only relate to your grandfather through your father, and he himself then relates to his father, because that's his father. Would you say that could, I mean, it sounded like...
Well, he's rejecting both. Those stardom were only within the concept of the... Well, this is, I guess, by kavod. He agrees, though. You're saying that...
I'm saying, according to the Tzadik Akira that we're...
Goes through the father.
That goes through the father, right? He's saying that there's no makor. But if you say that, no, you relate to your grandfather only through your father.
Oh, you're saying since he is covered
for your... father comes... There's a chiv definitely on the father, because...
Interesting. Well, the Stei Chemed, well, I say it now, I guess, Stei Chemed says, in the assumption that there is kavod for a grandfather, he explained it's only because you have the mechabed your father, mimele you mechabed your grandfather. But I hear that that's similar to what you're saying, but I'm not sure what Marik wasn't comfortable with that. Okay, fine. So now the Shulchan Aruch, however, you look in Yardeo, Hilchos Kavod Kibud Av Ve'Eim, Simon Reish Mem Sif Chav Dalad writes as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayv Odom L'Chabit Chamav, you have to honor your father-in-law when you bench and you're mezamin and you're grand, you know, in front of your father-in-law. One shouldn't say Mori Chami, give honor to your, just like say Avi Mori, you say Mori Chami, when it comes to your father-in-law. And the Ramah writes, Yesher Omrim, the Ain Adam Chai Bechavad Avi Aviv. Some say there's no chiyuv to honor your grandfather, and he quotes the Ma'arik we just saw. Vein and nearly, the Ramah says, I don't agree with this. Ela, the Chai Bechavad Aviv, Yoser Mechavad Avi Aviv. There is a chiyuv for your grandfather. It's not as much as your father. Obviously, your father's kavod comes before your grandfather, but there is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv kavod. He brings a raya from Medrash Gavi Yizbach Zvachim. We'll see in the Bach in just a moment. There's a raya from next week's parsha, a chiyuv kavod zaken. So the Bach quotes the Ma'arik. The Bach in the first line says, he quotes him that the Ma'arik couldn't find any source of kavod, but he goes on like four or five different rayas that there are sources for kavod of a grandfather. He says, nearly, it seems to me, the Bach writes, Dishemese ha'hi the Bereshish Rabbi. He forgot the Medrash. The Medrash says in the Pasuk, Vayizbach Zvachim l'okei aviv Yitzchak. And Yaakov brought karbanos for the God of his father Yitzchak. Rabbi Yochanan Amar shechayiv adam mechavod aviv yosem mechavod zikno. The implicit question is, why didn't he say l'kei aviv Avram also? Why didn't he mention Avram like everywhere else? We say Yitzchak and Avram. Yochanan says, just because there's a chiv, there's a greater chiv for his father Yitzchak than the kavod for his zaken. But the implication is there's also kavod, a chiv kavod for his zaken. The chain perish Rashi, b'chumash Rashi, next week Parsha brings us down. Mashmud lehedi, the chai l'kavdo. It's clear from Rashi there's a chiv to honor your grandfather. It brings a raya from the pasuk that we oftentimes refer to. In the pasuk, Yaakov refers to Elokei Avram Avicha, or talking to Yaakov, Elokei Avram Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak. Calling Avram your father. Avram was Yaakov's grandfather. Why are we calling him a father? It must be just like a grandson, like a son, so to a grandfather is like a father. That's part of the Bach's raya. Then he deals with the question of Eidus. We brought a raya from the Gemara in Eidah, the Gemara in Babasra, that Bnei Banim, whether Bnei Banim are allowed to be Eids, Eidim. So the Mashkas Maharik, Midimachshir Mar Rav Ashi Ben HaBen, the fact that Rav Ashi permits a grandson, Lahari Lezikno, to testify for his father, even though we don't pass in that way, Amad Bnei Banim Eidim Kabanim, must be Rav Ashi held grandsons are not like sons. El Le'in and Pura Rivya, only Pura Vu are they considered sons. It must be, since by Eidus they're not considered sons, so to the Ma'arik says they're not considered Chayiv and Kavod of the grandfather. Ain't a Raya, you can't bring a Raya. The Fianir, Saiti, Devadi, Lin, Eidus, Gali, Lung, Krav. There's a special pasuk by Eidus that grandchildren are excluded by Eidus. Lo Yum Sav, Vosal Bonim. Bonim Dafka, Velo Bnei Bonim. We have a special pasuk that Bonim, that fathers cannot die, you cannot have a testimony from their sons. And the drush is, Dafka Bonim can't testify their fathers, but Bnei Banim are permitted to testify on their grandfather. It's a special Gzeiras HaKasev. But normally, we do hold Bnei Banim, Arki Banim. He brings a riot from the Gemara in Kedusha that there's a Chiv Tamat Torah of a grandfather. And therefore he concludes, this is the last line on page 3, he says, Besu de Iker Tama Kavod, the whole reason of Kavod, Shehishvik Kavod Avaim L'Chavod HaMakom, that we equate respecting parents to respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishum Shlosha Shutvim. There are three partners, father, mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the three partners, therefore we have to honor them the same way. K'moshin Esbar B'Tzchiyas Simen Zeh. Im Kei Mitam Zu Gam Avi Avi B'Chal Shutvim. If that's the case, your grandparents, you also have to thank your grandparents for also giving birth to you, just like you thank your parents. So why would you exclude a grandparent from Kavod? The whole essence and the reason for Kavod is because they created you, the Shutta for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A grandparent is no different. The Minchas Asher talks about this in next week's Parsha, and he brings a raya from the Sefer Charedim in his mitzvos. He writes in Perek Yud Beis, Os Gimel through Os Yud or something like that. He counts it as part of the mitzvos. It's one of the mitzvos I say under the kavod. He counts this as honoring one's grandparent. The Estei Chaimin I quoted already, the Gary's idea that the whole idea of kavod avaim is going directly through the father. There's not a direct connection of grandson to grandfather, but rather the only kavod stems from the father. I've got to honor my father, meanwhile I've got to honor his own father, in other words, my grandfather. So Minchas Asher, in these two days, whether or not there's a direct kavod to your grandfather or it goes vis-a-vis the father itself, there are two nafkamina he brings down. One nafkamina is whether or not if the father dies. You were saying that with the father in the beginning. If the father dies, so if the whole reason why I've got to honor my grandfather is because I've got to honor my father, if my father dies, there's no chiyuv anymore to honor my grandfather. But if the point is that the grandson is directly a son of the grandfather, not vis-a-vis the father, but direct, so even if the father dies, there's still the chiv honoring your grandparent. He brings this down. The other nafka mina that he brings down, yeah.
Can a father be mochel on the grandfather's kavod mitzvah grandson?
Can a father be?
If you say that it's the
perhaps
the only chiyuv to honor the grandfather is because you have to chiyuv to honor the father. Father blood.
Right. Perhaps maybe.
That
also may not have
that.
Seems like
very strange though that.
See, right. You could talk disrespectful to my father. Right. But halachically speaking, I wouldn't advise that. But halachically speaking, that seems to be not to mean also whether the father could be mocha for the son. The other nafkamina is that Rav Asher Weiss brings down is a maternal grandfather. So he says, if the whole reason is you have to honor your grandparents because you have to honor your own parents, so I've got to honor my mother also. So if the reason is like the stechemed, you honor your grandparents because of your parent, so once I've got to honor my mother, I also have to honor her father and her mother. But if the reason is because of the direct connection to the grandfather, it perhaps you could say it only works when it's ben nachar ben, father, a paternal grandfather. But perhaps the maternal grandfather would not be considered a direct connection to the grandchild. The Gra brings a couple of rayas that there is no kavod by a grandfather. So the one raya brings the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Tes. The story goes as follows. It's not much of a story, but Rav Acha bar Yaakov, itpal beb Rav Yaakov bar Barte Kigadol. So Rav Acha was raising... Sorry. Rav Acha was raising his a grandson in his house. And he says, Amarle, Ishkain Maya, bring me some water. I'm thirsty, bring me water. He says to his grandson. Amarlo lab Rechana, I'm not your son. I have no chiyuv kavod for you. Go get it yourself. So it brings a raya from the Gemara in Sota that there's no kavod, chiyuv kavod zakim. But the Achronim point out, the Gemara maybe even says this, that no, this case is talking about a maternal grandfather. That's why. But a father's father, a grandfather, paternal grandfather, there would be a chiyuv to honor them. L'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, there's a chiyuv to honor both maternal and paternal grandparents, but the girl wants to be mechalik based on this Gemara, that only a paternal grandfather you chayv to honor. The other raya the girl brings is the Gemara Makos Yud Beis, and the Gemara is as follows. We'll read quickly. We got 3 minutes. Gemara says Tana Chada, one brisa says Av Shaharog B'no Nasalo Gol Hadam. The father who kills his son can become a Gol Hadam. The son could be a Gol Hadam to kill his father. The father, his father, was a murderer. The Tani Idach, a different Brisa says, "Ain't but no nasal gol adam. A son cannot be a gol adam for his father." So one Brisa says he can, one Brisa says he can't. The Gemara says, "Lo kasha habibno habibembeno. A son cannot be a gol adam for his father, but a grandson can be a gol adam for his grandfather. He can kill his grandfather because his grandfather was a murderer." Rashi there explains. He says, "How the Tani ain't but no nasal gol adam." When the son cannot be a gol adam, bibno she rotzeach, the son of the rotzeach, kamar. V'hadu tani bibno nasilo gol adam, bibno shaharug. That's talking about the son, the grandson of the murderer. But the son, the grandfather killed the father. Now the grandson can be a gol adam on his grandfather for the kavod of his dead father. Now, yeah, you got all that connection. The grandfather's the murderer. The father is the one who got murdered, and the grandson now is the Gol Adam. So why? So he says, Shahu ben beno sherotzeach. He's the grandson of the rotzeach, v'ein muzar kavodo. There's no chiyuv kavod for his grandfather. So a grandson could be a Gol Adam for his grandfather because there's no kavod for a grandfather. So he brings a raya. Ah, there's no kavod by a grandfather. They point out there's a steer Rashi. Rashi next is Parsha, which I brought earlier, that... that why did Yaakov say brought a carbon for Elokei Yitzchak, but not Elokei Avram? We just said this earlier. So he says because Rashi writes to the Medrash, there's a chiyuv kavod of your father more so than the grandfather. Implication is there still is a kavod of your grandfather, but it's not as much as your father. So Rashi in the Parsha says there's a chiyuv of a grandfather, but here in Makos he says no chiyuv on a grandfather. So some that I want to explain, and we'll finish here, that the chiv of a grandfather is only vis-a-vis the father. So when the father's alive, there's a chiv to honor your grandfather. But once the father, in this case, the father's dead, there's no more chiv anymore. And there are a couple other answers also, but we'll just leave it at that. I guess we'll dive in now.